Praise the Lord. Message number 47. The title of the message, Another Reason for Success. Before we start, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit who lead us always into victory. Lord, I know this message and not my lips, and put word in my mouth and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. I do pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, make the message clear, impart wisdom and faith and understanding and obedience and faith in the life of your people. Lord, I do pray that everyone will know what you want from him and what you want him to do. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible are full of characters and figure people who followed God, and the Lord had blessed them and prospered them and granted them success. In this message, we like to speak from the book of Esther, about Esther. How Esther become successful. The answer clearly that the Lord was behind her. That's true. The reason for success and the source of success is only the Lord God Almighty himself will give human being and give us success. He not only gave success to Esther and make her queen, but he gave success to Joseph, he gave success to Paul, he gave success to David. But in every one of these characters, the response of that character to God's call make the will of God to be a successful person come through as he obey or as she obey. That is sure that success coming from the Lord. But how you respond to God's call, how you respond to God's word and his instruction and command, that will impart success in your life as you obey and continue to obey and to do so. One of the books that's written in the Bible is the book of Esther. And this book written in the name of the character who obey God and obey, she obeyed his call and his word, and she obeyed the person who taught her the word of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Esther chapter 2. We will read the scriptures and we will find out how this woman responded to God and molded herself with God's will and received and enjoyed success in her life. We are reading in verse 5, chapter 2, verse 5 onward. Now there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Among those taken captives with Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This girl, who was also known as Esther, was lovely in form and features, and Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. Now here we find a good introduction for Esther. The one who took care of her is Mordecai. Why he had taken care of her? Because his father and mother died. Possibly they had die in the invasion of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were brought to exile, and she has no parents. Being the cousin of Mordecai, he have to take the responsibility. The Bible say that he brought her up. She was brought up, she was nurtured, she was taken care by Mordecai. Mordecai treated her as his own daughter. He was a father. He became a father to her. And sure, Mordecai is a man who feared God. He raised up Esther in the fear of the Lord. When we raise up our children in the fear of the Lord, in the Word of God, in the discipline of the Word of God, in the plan of God, when we raise up our children according to the instruction of the Word of the Lord in the Bible, then sure, success will be their share and their portion from the Lord. In verse 10 from the same chapter 2, Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. One of the things that Mordecai taught her, not to reveal her nationality or her background. There was a purpose for that. At the time of Esther, King Xerxes of Persia was the one who ruled. We know the story from the book of Esther that the King Xerxes, he lost his wife because his wife was disobedient. She disobeyed his command. So he got the advice that he need to marry another woman instead of Queen Vashti. So there was a royal announcement that to gather all the virgins from the citadel of Susa and all the provinces to choose the best virgin in the kingdom for him. So one of those girls that had been called and chosen was Esther. Mordecai told her not to tell her nationality or background. There's a purpose. I'm not telling you, don't tell that you are a Christian or you follow Christ, no. But a certain time we speak, and a certain time with the wisdom of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, we need to be quiet and calm and silent. God give us eyes to see, and He give us ears to hear, and He give us also mouth to speak. We need to see, we have big eyes to see, and we have big ears to listen, but we have a mouth whom we should put under the control of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit tell us speak, we speak. If the Holy Spirit tell us quiet and silent and don't speak, don't speak. Here, Esther was instructed by God, by the Holy Spirit, through the servant of God, Mordecai. Mordecai was the instructor of Esther. He told her, don't say. He did not say. She listened and she obeyed. It is not only you are called to obey God, but you are called to obey your instructor who carefully teaching you and following you up. You are called to listen to our instruction, because what we tell you is God's word to you. He gave to you through us. One of the points of success is when you listen to instruction. Listen to advice and obey instruction, and at the end, you will prove to be a wise. If Esther was not listening and obeying the instruction of Mordecai, she would start to boast about herself and about her background, then the plan of God will be spoiled. The point here, what we give you instruction, you follow exactly. Even you are not convinced, you will ask why and why and why. There's a reason behind it. I used to tell instruction. Some of these instructions, the Lord had explained to me why. And then I tell it to you to obey it so that you will prosper. But some of these instructions, to tell you the truth, I know that's from God, but I don't know really why and what for. But faithfully, I bring the message to you. So faithfully obey what we are saying to you. Faithfully obey your parents also. Those who are believers' parents, who are teaching you the word of God and instructing you with the word of God, then you need to obey the instruction, because this is the way that God is reaching you through them. From the book of Esther, finally, Esther was chosen to be the queen. We can read that from verse 17 from chapter 2. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgin. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her a queen instead of Vashti. What we hear here, what we read here, is that Esther, she won his favor. She did not receive favor, but she won it. She earned the favor. She did her best with her character. Sure, Mordecai raised her up with the fear of the Lord. The same, you, as we raise you up and teach you with the fear of the Lord, it is up to you to respond to the teaching. If you respond to the teaching, you will be able, with the good character, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifested in your life, then you can win the favor of the king. You can win the favor of God. You can win the favor of the people. And you will be blessed by the Lord, and you have the success. People who does not listen to instruction, listen to our teaching and advice, and they do their own, they will find terrible outcome in their life. Verse 18, and the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberty. Verse 19, when the virgins were assembled a second time, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. Now Esther becoming a queen. Verse 20, but Esther had kept secret her family background and nationality, just as Mordecai had told her to do. For she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions, as she had done when he was bringing her up. Now here's the point of the criteria of success. Why she was successful? Because she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions, as she had done when he was bringing her up. When she was small and young, Mordecai was bringing her up in the instruction of the Lord. She was listening. But now she became king. Oh, now she's become king. Mordecai is only one of the workers and one of the officials and one of the employees of the king. So now she's higher than him. But still, in the Lord, he is not only like the father, but he is the instructor. He is the mouth of God to Esther. He is the messenger of God to Esther who will give her the instruction and the word of the Lord. What she need to do? She need to continue to listen to His instruction. The same for you. Even whatever you have learned from us and you become successful and you become prosperous, what you need to do? You need to continue to listen to what instruction we give you, because not yet the work of God had done in your life. There's more things God is going to do, and you need to listen carefully what we give you instruction. Let's read this verse 21 to the end of the chapter. What had happened? During the time Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officials who guarded the doorway, became angry and conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. But Mordecai found out about the plot and told Queen Esther, who in turn reported it to the king, giving credit to Mordecai. And when the report was investigated and found to be true, the three officials were hanged on a gallows. All this was recorded in the book of the annals in the presence of the king. Mordecai found out this conspiracy against the king. He told Esther to report to the king. He told her, report it to the king. And he told her also, tell the king from where it came. What we read here say that Esther reported to the king, giving credit to Mordecai. She said that Mordecai told me this. She did not say I discovered it. She gave the credit to her teacher. She did not take the credit for herself. She listened to instruction. Not that the Mordecai, he needed credit, but there's a purpose. It's not that Mordecai, he want to lift up himself. But there's a purpose not yet done. Esther faithfully listened to Mordecai's instruction. Her father, her spiritual father in the Lord, she listened to his instruction, because that was the instruction of the Lord. And this what had happened had been recorded in the book of the annals of the king. Why? There's a purpose. We will read later on. What is the purpose of that? One of the officials of King Xerxes, Haman, the king honored him more than the other officials and lift him up, and he gave him high authority. Haman was enemy of the Jews. The king ordered that everyone will bow down to him and honor him. Everyone was doing, but Mordecai, the Jewish, he did not do that. Haman was upset about it. And he conspired, not only against Mordecai, but against all the Jews in the whole Persian kingdom, that he should destroy them. And truly, he made a perfect plan, but what he made perfect is imperfect, because God was not with him. God was against him. God was and he is with his people who continue to obey him. We don't bow to anyone. We bow down only and worship and serve the Lord our God. He made a plan and he make a proposal to the king, and even he put money to annihilate and to destroy all the Jews. Mordecai came to know about it. Came to know about this bad, evil plan of the devil against the people of God. In the book of Esther, there's no mention of the word God, but God was there with his people, and God was behind everything. Let's read chapter 4 and what had happened. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city wailing loudly and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. What was the edict? That in certain month, that all the Jews will be executed and respond to Haman's proposal. The Jews hear about it, Mordecai hear about it. Prayer and fasting, there's no way to eat. We need to humble ourselves before God, asking Him wisdom and asking Him deliverance. Mordecai did the same. Prayer and fasting, everyone is crying, everyone who hears what had happened. Verse 4, when Esther maids and Enoch came and told her about Mordecai, she was in a great distress. She came to know that Mordecai, in that situation, oh, Mordecai is my spiritual father. Mordecai is my father in the Lord also. Mordecai who taught me the word of God. Why he is like that? What has happened? She became anxious about him. She sent clothes for him. She has concern for the one who taught her the word of God, the one who raised her up, the one who nurtured her. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, assigned to attend her and order him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in the front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her. And he told him to urge her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. When Esther sent a messenger to him, it came to the mind of Mordecai that Esther, she can be the person to plead with the king and ask mercy so that the people get delivered. Verse 9, Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. He told her what the instruction of Mordecai to her. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, what was her first answer to Mordecai? All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend a gold scepter to him and spare his life. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king. When she told him, you know very well that I cannot go, because if I go, I may die. It is some response that not correct. There's some fear in it, some selfishness in it, and some people like that. When they are lifted up in the position of queen, and they are prosper now, why I should take the risk for the people? Why I should take the risk for the work of God? Why I should listen to those who taught me the word of God? I am already big. I am already successful. Why I should take the risk? From her answer, it show like that. Maybe she's not aware, but that is some form of backsliding. When you don't do the work of God after God had blessed you, that is not good. You should not forget the Lord and what he had done to you, and you should be continue to be faithful unto the Lord. There is somebody who has risked his life to brought you up in the Lord. You need to do the same for what had planned for you. Verse 12, when Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. What Mordecai told her: do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this. What his answer to her? He told her, don't think that because you are a queen you will be safe. This is the plan of devil. It will take you also if you keep quiet. And also, don't think that if you keep quiet, God cannot do anything. God still can deliver his people and he will give them relief, but from another source, not you. If you are not willing to be used by the Lord, God will use another. But on you will be shame and you will be a disgrace for you and for your family. So he's telling her, don't be afraid and don't be selfish or backslidden in this bad way. God put you in this position. Who knows? He lifted you up to that position so that you will be a great aid to his people and to the church and to be faithful to those who care for you spiritually, those who brought you in the fear of the Lord. Now, hear the message. What will be the response of Esther? What will be your response to our teaching and our instruction? Many who have been taught by us, when they are prosper and successful, they no more listen to our instruction. They will no more listen to our teaching. But disgrace and shameful things will be linked to them. They will perish because that is the sin of backsliding. Go back to the old life. Life of enjoying the world, but not doing God's will and living his word. But those who continue to obey the teaching, continue to obey our instruction, and continue to obey even our rebuke and correction, they will be prosper. God will use them mightily. And God will bless them and make them more and more successful. You know, when God is blessing people and then they will draw back in a bad way, that does not mean God will leave the church or the church will be affected. No, God will raise up more people. Even from a stone, God can make a children for Abraham. God can do that. If you say no to God, God can use another person. Your share will be the shame. Their share will be the success. Let us read what Esther answered back. Verse 15 and 16. Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. What she said to him? No, I don't forget God. I don't forget the people of God. I don't forget the church of God. I don't forget those who teach me. I will do my part for the Lord and for His church and for His people and for those who are faithful to God in raising me up. I will not live in backsliding, or I enjoy riches and my people suffer. If I perish, I will perish for the sake of the Lord and for the sake of the mission that the Lord has sent me to do. God loves such things. God loves His people when they are so obedient. And the Lord did miraculous things in the life of Esther. What she say? I and my maids will fast as you do. We are with you. We are like you. Yes, we feel the pain. Even now we are in palaces. We are rich, but we feel the pain. And we are with you. With you even in destiny. We renounce the riches of the world. We renounce the riches of Pharaoh. And even to suffer with the people of God. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instruction, the whole church, including Esther, praying and fasting 3 days, no food and no drink. And the Lord brought a great victory. Esther invited the king and Haman for a banquet. She went there. Before she invited him, she went there and he held out his gold scepter to her and she was saved. And he asked her, Queen Esther, if you want the half of the kingdom, I'll give you. What is your request and what do you want? She invited him, he and Haman, for a banquet. They went there and she told him, come tomorrow and I will tell you my request. She invited him again for a banquet that we can read that in Book of Esther chapter 5. In chapter 6, the night before the second banquet, verse 1, that night the king could not sleep. So he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the book of the Annals, or the stories of the history. He ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. In verse 2 it was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officials who guarded the doorway, who had been conspired to assassinate King Zazir. When they had read that to him, it clicked in his mind. And what he said in verse 3, what honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him. His attendants answer. Oh, nothing has been done. You see here the power of unity and power of obedience, the power of prayer and fasting. God is moving. The king cannot sleep. And he said, bring me the book of the Annals. I want to hear the book of the Chronicles. I want to hear about myself. But then God brought to him the thing that he needed to know about Mordecai. And you remember, we read in chapter 2, he told Esther to tell to the king what had happened. And she mentioned to him that Mordecai reported to me, and his name was there in the book of Annals. No, that is the reason. God wanted to use this occasion to save Mordecai and to turn the table on Haman, the one who is planning to destroy the Jews. Now when Mordecai told Esther his instruction to mention to the king that Mordecai discovered it, and she gave the credit to Mordecai, that was the plan of God. It's not about Mordecai himself, but about the plan of God to save his people. In verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4, the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows he had directed for him. His attendant answered, Haman is standing in the court. Now Haman is coming and he will ask Haman what we need to do for the one who had saved the king's life. Bring him in, the king ordered, okay, you call him now. Verse 6, when Haman entered, the king asked him, what should be done for the man the king delights to honor? The king, he is asking Haman, what should be done to the man the king delights to honor? He was meaning Mordecai. He went to honor Mordecai. He asked Haman, how we honor a man that I delight in? Haman thought that is about him. And he told him he must wear your royal robe and he must be on your best horse and like that and like this, and somebody in front of him make a way and give honor to the man whom the king honor and delight. And then when he finished everything, he told him, go and do that to Mordecai. Oh, that's the first blow. It came on Haman. You see here, an instruction was given to Esther many long time ago. But when she obeyed, God find a way that now to save his whole people, because Esther, she had listened to the instruction. Finally, we know that Queen Esther opened up the conspiracy of Haman against the Jews. Haman was hanged. In chapter 8, the same day, King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the state of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, and Mordecai came into the presence of the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. Now that is the time she say, he's my cousin and we are Jews. At the right time they spoke up. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and he presented it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman's estate. Now, see here, how the faithfulness. She became queen, but she did not forget the one who cared for her. That is the plan of God, because still, Esther, in the position of the Lord, she's higher. But in the Lord, Mordecai is higher, and he is the instrument of God to speak to Esther. The same way for you today. You need to continue to listen to the instruction of the Lord that he is giving you and continue to give you through us. You cannot do it alone. And we cannot do it alone. We need to be together. Father and son. Mother and daughter. Father and daughter, parents and children, spiritual parents and spiritual children, to go forward in serving the Lord, obeying his instructions, so success and prosperity and deliverance and relief will come through in our life and in your life. We read from the book of Proverbs. We just read. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 9. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. There will be a garland to grace your head, and a chain to adorn your neck. God, word clear, the instruction of the Lord from the people who taught you the word of God, you need to honor. Proverbs chapter 2, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of the faithful one. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair and every good path, for wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. That is in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 11. Proverbs chapter 3, we will read verse 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Proverbs chapter 4. Listen, my sons. It's here very clear. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy, verse 3, in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. See here, he received instruction from somebody, from a spiritual father who taught him the word of God, and he giving it in his life. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. As well as we read chapter 6, Proverbs 6 and verse 20. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Verse 23, for these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light, and the correction of discipline are the way of life, are the way to life. I will read the last verse. For these commands are a lamp, this teaching is a light, and the correction of discipline are the way to life. Let's kneel down and pray. Kneel down and pray. Tell him, Lord, I cherish your word. I cherish the teaching I receive from you through the teachers, through the pastor who taught me, who cared for me as a spiritual son or daughter. Lord, I commit myself to be faithful to you, to your church, to your teachers, to your work, to your plan. I humble myself and I continue to obey to instruction. Thank you for all that you give me, Lord. Lord, I want to be continually successful as I continue to obey you. Thank you, O God. Give me, Lord, humility more and more wisdom and more obedient heart, O Lord. I am willing to obey you. I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I pray for each and everyone who prayed this prayer from the depth of his heart. You bless, Lord, and use mightily and effectively for your glory. Lord, I pray the purpose you sent this message shall be accomplished. Raise a more obedient disciples and workers, and those who are obedient, give them success, like as you give success to Esther, and bless them more and more as they continue to obey your word and listen to your instruction through us. We thank you and we praise you. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it separate and reach your people who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.